Hey, this is Cleveland Brown, and you're listening to the About Last Night podcast. I guess your TV must be broken. Haha, just kidding. Actually, I'm not kidding. You're bored.
Hey guys, Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. What the fuck am I doing here? I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm shooting a movie. I'm the lead in a movie. Pretty exciting. I'm out here for the next 3.5 weeks with Thomas Lennon and John Kite and Kellen Coleman and an amazing cast, Richard Kind, of comedy rock stars. I'm the lead in an independent comedy that is fucking hilarious. And that's all I'm going to say right now. But details to come, baby. Very excited. I had to cancel some tour dates, so that is a bummer. We'll no longer be at the Irvine Improv with Adam Devine this weekend, and I will not be at the DC Improv next weekend. Gonna reschedule that date. But I will still be at the Brea Improv September 21st through the 23rd, and added Buffalo Helium Comedy Club September 27th and 28th. So Brea and Buffalo to close out September, still happening. And then, of course, a ton of dates in October. New Jersey, Baltimore, St. Louis, New York, Tempe, so many. And then the tour dates with Adam Devine that will be posted soon. So a lot of fun still to be had. AdamRayComedy.com for all those tour dates. Brad Williams is on tour, and he will be this weekend in St. Louis at Helium Comedy Club, September 6th through September 8th. Get your tickets at BradWilliamsComedy.com. Today's episode, very special episode. Because, you know, one dwarf isn't enough. We got, holy shit, the one and only Wee Man. You know him from Jackass. And this episode was a long time coming. Brad has been trying to get him for a while. Jason Acuna is his name. And what a fun fucking episode. We laughed so much. The clips that are going to be posted on the All Things Comedy YouTube page and the About Last Night podcast YouTube page, you got to check out. The full episode will be posted today. As well as clips this week, so make sure to go watch that if you want to see how much fun we had. But yeah, the history of Jackass to his days roaming the mall in high school to his taco shop, Chronic Tacos, and a big move that he's making that he announced on the podcast. So enjoy the hell out of this episode and tweet at all of us that you love the episode. I'm at Adam Ray Comedy. Brad's at Funny Brad. Jason Wee Man Acuna is at I Am Wee Man on Twitter and Instagram. Adam Ray Comedy on Instagram. Brad Williams Comic on Instagram. At Alan Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. I told you the tour dates. AboutLastNightPodcast.com for ALN episodes and merch. And Adam Ray merch is now available at ShopAdamRay.com. Holy shit, baby. We got shirts, hats, and hoodies. I'm so pumped to have this merch. There's a lot of fun stuff there. Just had it with me in Vegas. Sold a bunch of shit there. So go to ShopAdamRay.com and get your merch on. You know? Let me know how you like it, too. And email us at AboutLastNightPod@gmail.com. We got so many great messages from you guys and DMs on Instagram. And, you know, of course, we're going to read these messages and comments on the iTunes page to get you guys some free merch. Today's fan email comes from Jacob Wallace. He says, I'm from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I love listening to the podcast because y'all get my mind off the bad shit that's going on in my head. Adam, I'm sorry I wasn't able to see you in Fort Worth a few weeks ago. Thank you guys for making me lose my shit every other night. My favorite episode is with Brendan Schaub. Can't wait for Fluffy. Hopefully one day I'll get to see you all live. Jacob Wallace, you're the man. Thanks for listening to the pod, dude. And yeah, Brendan Schaub, we got to get him back. That was a killer ep. Send us your address, bro, and we'll shoot you some ALN merch. All right? Thanks for listening to the pod. Continue to email us at aboutlastnightpod@gmail.com and comment and rate the pod on iTunes. Listen to it on Laughable, Stitcher, Spotify. So many great apps coming up. I'm going to be doing a special one out here with Jonathan Kite, which will be a lot of fun. So be on the lookout. But now that we've got the tour dates, Twitter handles, and merch info out of the way, sit back, relax, and enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with the one and only Wee Man.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. It's about last night.
Now you can just go down a rabbit hole of docs where you just like get on one and you're just go right to the next one. Like, I just got done with the Wild Wild Country one, where it was like it. I didn't know this thing existed.
Is it based on the Splash Mountain ride?
Yes, it was based on the Splash Mountain ride. It's the construction of it.
Mountain at Disneyland.
Yeah, you know.
No, it's not though.
Did it?
But see how intrigued you were. You were like, I would love to see that.
Did it take it out or no?
No, I was joking. He said Wild Country. I'm saying Splash Mountain always feels like it's in the Wild Country.
Yeah. No, this was the one where this religious group started their own town in Oregon.
Oh, I saw that one.
Yeah.
That one's gnarly, dude.
And you're like, how did I not know about this?
Like, they just said, boom, drew like a flag and said, this is ours, fenced it in, and
And then just started having wild orgies, and you're like, oh, okay, well, not everything's weird about them. That sounds all right.
Yeah. Is there a documentary you've seen? Is that like your binge? Like if you have like a day and you're just like, fuck it, dude, I'm in bed with a J.
Yeah. It's, are we live? Are we going?
Yeah,
we're started.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know we already pushed record.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I caught hard. I'm ready to go.
Don't worry.
And that's, Brad gave me the, I saw his cock under the table. It's hard. Thumbs up.
Yeah.
Let's start. Yeah.
Maybe
he would just know, too. I don't know. Is there something we don't know about dwarves knowing if the cock is hard?
Well, we're not going to tell you. Yeah. We're going to keep that a secret between us.
We have our own secret society. All you tall people, you're like robots to us.
Yeah, dude.
And we control you. Look how we just changed the subject on you.
You don't even know.
We just took control.
Why did my body just freeze up? What did you do to me?
We've got a few tricks.
Oh, God. This is, by the way, I just want the listeners to know, being on the receiving end of both you ganging up on me is slightly terrifying.
Welcome to our world every fucking day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Oh, my God.
Now you're outnumbered. How does it feel?
Wait, where did you guys meet?
You're the minority.
See how I'm trying to chase the subject? How did this start?
Where did you guys meet? No. Let's talk about you, Adam.
No. I don't want to. Oh.
Dude,
Where did we meet?
We actually met the very first time we met.
I never remember a dude I meet. You know what I mean?
Great answer, by the way.
I don't remember meeting that guy.
Oh, I saw you get out of the bathroom at Starbucks and was like, I gotta be friends with that guy.
Wait, Jason, you don't remember the day we met?
Nope.
Did it mean nothing to you?
Zero.
Fuck!
Negative one.
I mean, it's like that. The day we met is right. That's number one. Wife and my anniversary.
Number two.
Distant. No, we met. We met at the Block in Orange you were doing like a skate
Vans at Vans.
Yeah, at Vans Skate Park, and you were doing you were doing like an instruction. This was before Jackass, and you were like giving skate lessons to a bunch of little people, and I showed up because I was awesome. Like, oh man. Man's gonna.
Why did
but
I,
like, but like, you broke your leg or something?
Yes, I think it coincided with an LPA convention, and that's
Little People of America.
Little People of America.
That's right.
And yeah, so
still
they're
still
like
on my bucket list.
Yeah. Well, you're not allowed. It's a secret society.
Fuck.
I thought Jim Jeffries won.
But then there's always.
I told him the code word.
But then there's always the funny thing about it is there's always that one creepy guy that dates a little person woman, and you just see him in there, and you're like, who the fuck's this dude? He's out on the dance floor dancing, but he's like, he really seems like the creepy neighborhood guy that you're like, okay, that's the weirdo on the block. But ends up at an LPA thing because figures no other chick's going to date him. He somehow got a little person girl to date him and ends up there.
And the weirdest thing is when sometimes, I've known some of these guys, sometimes they break up with that dwarf girl and then they keep showing up and you're like, no, dude. No.
You're not welcome anymore.
You're not welcome anymore.
That was your ticket in.
Yeah. That was your key.
Yeah, we put up a wall. Little world closed on you, buddy. We got a wall now. So. Yeah.
It's very high tech.
Oh my
God.
Very
high tech. Not very big, but very high tech.
But so I do remember the time. Yeah, I broke my femur.
Yeah.
So that was in 2005. We met in 2005, so 13 years ago.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you're also from the OC or no?
No, I'm from Torrance.
Torrance,
South
okay.
Bay,
oh, nice.
Beach,
oh, nice. Dude.
Yeah.
Yep.
But, do people rep that area pretty hard?
Well, it's it's pretty funny because people rep the whole area. They call it the South Bay.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, I'm from the South Bay. And it's like,
it sounds fancy.
You know, okay, well, there's some parts of the South Bay you like, you know, you really don't care for, but then others, you know, but
yeah.
Nope, we just represent the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, so we met then, and then we didn't meet again for maybe, geez, like 4 years yeah. or something like that. And yep. then until I started doing stand up.
Yep. And then I went to one of your shows.
At the Bray Improv.
Yep.
And we did this thing where I went up on stage. I knew you were there.
And he got the whole crowd against me.
I got the whole crowd to chant, fuck Wee Man.
And then I walked out on stage. And they all like ghosted. They all just were like, we just got fucked. Like,
they didn't know he was here. So I was like, yeah, you know what? And fuck that Wee Man guy. Everyone always thinks I'm him. He's not shit. I want this whole crowd to chant, fuck Wee Man. They all went, fuck Wee Man. And then you walked out. They're like, our bad.
Wow. Like literally went silent because they were like, well, now what happens?
Yeah. Like, oh shit. Are we about like... Wait, now there's two little people in the room.
Are we going to turn into stone?
Yeah, it's like, what's is something magical going to happen?
Exactly.
Hope you ate your Lucky Charms.
Is growing up in Redondo, so you're saying like Hermosa adjacent? Like it's all...
Oh, they're all connected.
Do you become a beach kid? Like,
yeah, I grew up. When I was 5 years old, we lived right on the Strand.
Man, that's so dope.
Yeah, I first roller skated before I skateboarded. So I had those one roller skates where they were like, the sneakers on top where you just tie them. They were shoes with wheels.
Did you have a roller skate key?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Key. So, it still have a roller skate key. It's still a skate key.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. Yeah. Because I was always a roller blade guy. I was more like inline. So you know.
Jesus. Yeah. No, there we go. No. Yeah.
See, we don't agree on everything.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. And do you? I mean, just soak up all the like beach life. Like, is it tough when you're around it that close to
I used to do it a lot, and I'm older now. I'm kind of over, and it's changed. The beach has changed. It's funny because there's paintings about it where the beach used to be really beachy. It used to be the bleached hair, bang, surfer,
and
trashy
chemin,
and like
names?
And like, yeah,
yeah, Traz, yeah, dude, we're yeah, fucking dude, surfing today,
surfing
and tomorrow, yeah, probably.
Yep,
yeah.
And now it's like not hipsters. What do they call the Tech Valley up north?
Oh, Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley. Now it's Silicon Beach.
Dang.
Oh, so it's money, so people.
It's all.
Oh, yeah, because, like, dude, Snapchat's over in Venice and shit, right?
Well, Snapchat got kicked out.
Did it?
The local Venice guys kicked Snapchat out.
What?
It's gone. They're out of all the buildings.
When you say local Venice guys, please tell me you mean, like, beach bums and street performers.
Exactly. But then, like, the local, like, skaters and surfers and stuff, too. Yeah, they kicked Snapchat's gone.
I love hearing that.
No more in Venice.
I love hearing that.
Took over our spot, man. You were trying to like...
Yeah, and they said, F that, we're here.
Wow, dude.
So
I like that.
Yeah, so that's the kind of beach vibe I miss.
Okay.
That kind of like...
Yeah.
Vibe. Now it's too, like, everybody... Like, there used to be one little healthy grocery store, and then it was like liquor stores, and you could drive your car all the way to the sand pretty much and then turn around. You could like drive down and go, let's check the babes and all that. But now they made it like a walk and
no babe checking here, no sir. Turn around.
Dude, yeah. On Los Angeles County beaches, you can't even like have a dog on the beach anymore.
No. You have to go to Orange County.
Yeah. Which is so ridiculous because like that's like why you get a dog. So you go to the beach and chuck a ball, you chuck the ball into the group of women and then the dog runs over. Yep. That's the move.
Yeah, no.
Son of a bitch.
Can't do it anymore.
Yeah. So it's just changed.
Yeah,
You told me, you told me on the way as you're walking in, you said you're moving to Canada?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to the other side of the wall. Sin. My house is about to go on the market.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I'm going.
Dude, that's something that people have joked about since Trump got into office.
Yeah, but I'm doing it like even if it wasn't Trump and if it was still Obama and all that.
Yeah.
But it's so...
You were looking to make a change.
Yeah, I was looking to make a change. We already have restaurants up there.
Dope.
So it's kind of... Chronic Tacos.
Yeah, dude.
So
killing on international. Congrats, man.
Oh yeah, we're in Japan too. We're everywhere.
Is there different menu items on Japan Chronic Tacos?
There's not, and
really?
We don't want there to be. No, it's got to stay the same. But they tried to, like, they're like, because they're, it's crazy, right? Our first one in Japan is pretty much Rodeo Drive of Tokyo.
Okay.
And we're like, holy crap. And these guys are like, well, we want to do kind of cafe stuff. And we're like, not the spot, dude. You know, this is, we got to keep it like this. We can figure something out, but yeah, we're not changing the menu.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like going, when you go to Japan,
yeah,
and you want Japanese food, and it comes here, you want it to stay the same. Mm-hmm. You don't want to go, you don't want to be a guy in Japan going, well, I'd love to have chronic tacos, but then it's like mom and pop still making your original Japanese food. You'd right, be like, well, why did I come to chronic tacos?
Right, right, exactly.
So that's why we have to keep it the same.
How much is involvement do you have in creating the menu, and how
menu's already been created.
Right, but I mean, like, from the get-go, like when you first...
Nope, okay. I was, the company was started in 02.
Gotcha.
And I joined in 08.
Gotcha.
So... Yeah.
And that's the thing, is you've been one of the guys post-Jackass that was smart with your money,
yeah,
invested intelligently, and now you're, like, is that the main source of your income, would be restaurateur?
Kind of, yeah. And then I have a skateboard company, and I still there get, like, endorsements from Monster Energy and Merge Socks. I'm getting ready to drop my third signature sock model out.
Nice, dude.
So,
see, Rob Kardashian, that's how you become a sock mogul. That dude was like, I'm going to start a sock line.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that, but he did it wrong. You can't just start it by yourself. This company started with like four people, but then grew. They knew how to grow and stuff. And it's a great one. They donate a lot of proceeds to different charities and stuff. Like, And like you said, you asked me, don't you go out and give stuff away? And I'm like, yeah, I give my socks away all the time. Like,
yeah.
Because they're super easy to give. Like, I'll see people, I'll be like, dude, here's some socks.
Also, everybody needs socks.
Everybody needs socks. Yeah.
There's only a small percentage of the world that doesn't have feet, you know?
Yeah. And it's so weird. Yeah.
And guess what? And if you don't have feet, fucking hey, man.
You can make hand puppets.
Hand puppets. Hand puppets. Or sand puppets.
Yeah. Hand, whatever. But no, you know what, though? It's crazy that people have now taken, you know, everybody used to just buy the plain white tube socks, and you always hated them.
I know. Yeah.
They're like, goddamn quitters, but you always had them. And people finally figured it out and made, like, perfect ones. There's, you know, all kinds of brands
out
there.
And now there's, like, a sock culture. Like,
yeah.
Like, there's people that have all these different designs and stuff on their stuff.
And guys that wear suits wear them to, you know, little punk skate kids wear them.
Perfect.
So, yeah.
And so now when you get the phone calls from maybe the guys that didn't exactly invest their money wisely, going, all right, can we do a Jackass 6? Are you just like, nah.
Oh, I'm ready.
I'm good. Oh, really?
No, I'm ready. We've had three different dinners trying to convince others that aren't ready.
Really?
That we're ready. And I've been to every dinner, and I'm ready.
You're all about it.
I'm ready. I'm
now, when you say...
the healthiest I've been in a long time.
Yeah.
I feel good. I got ideas.
By the way, you're saying all the things that you need, like, to be able to, like, the people that have some trepidations are probably, like, you got to be right mind, body, and soul to do what you guys, right?
Yeah, I'm ready. Like
people don't think about that aspect, that you can't just be crazy in the head. You got to be, like,
you got to be physically fit, ready.
Yeah.
Especially nowadays, because pretty much half the dudes are sober. So you got, you know, you got it. We all have to talk them into it and stuff. And what's funny is I did all my stuff sober.
Yeah.
What? I was never a party guy. Yeah. I drank here and there, but I was never like,
you never get fucked up for a stunt.
Nope.
Well, but a lot of guys would, yeah? And it was just easier, yeah?
Yeah. You know, for sure. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think if you go take a shit in the toilet in the Home Depot, you might have to be on something.
Maybe.
So were you pretty easily swayed into most stunts?
I was a little bit grumpy at times. But yeah, for height stunts. But I was always, Tremaine would always say it. Like, I always fought Tremaine. I'd be like, fuck no, I'm not doing it. Like, I would fight him.
Yeah,
but eventually I ended up having to still do the stunt, and I'd be, after a while I learned, why even fight him? Why even bother? Just gonna fucking do it anyway.
Well, so and if it's a good enough idea, I'm sure all the other guys are like, dude, that's gonna be amazing. You gotta do it.
Nobody ever knows it's a great idea until it's done. Like, we would.
You can't.
It was times where we would Rochambeau to see who's gonna do the stunt. Remember, I don't know if you guys remember.
Yeah, Robert.
But remember when we took the fireplace blower and we blew air into Preston's butt?
Yes.
And then we put baby powder to fart on Steve-O's face. And what's his name? The creator of...
Spike Jones?
No, not Spike Jones. The creator of those two cartoon dudes.
Trey Parker Matt Stone? No.
No, not South Park. Not South Park. The
Hanna-Barbera.
No.
Two dudes. Flintstones.
No.
Two cartoon dudes.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, Mike Judge.
Mike Judge was there that day. Like, we have Mike Judge being on Jackass, and this is the bit we have for him. He's sitting there, like, he's in a corner going, am I really fucking witnessing this right now? Like,
how was he involved in that one? I can't remember.
It was at Knoxville's house. Yeah. Knoxville goes, yeah, come over. We're going to be filming it today. All the guys are going to be here. And it just so happens to be that bit. And this is how it came down. We seriously broke paper sticks.
Yeah,
and said, shorter stick is going to do this stunt. And fucking Preston pulled it. I mean, we were all sweating like, are you fucking? Like,
oh, yeah, well, dude. Yeah, anything anal related seems like it's going to cause some tension.
Yeah. But then it's almost like bits are written and some of the guys show up for them. So another one was.
Oh, you just want to see how it's going to go down. Yeah.
So another one was Fire Hose Rodeo. Which this fire hose was connected onto a crane, right. And they just fired it up so it was like shaking around. They're like, okay, we have this bit. Who's going to do it? And we are all partying the night before and came back to the set. Well, I don't know if Dave knew or what he was doing. He just decided that day, I'm going to wear a clear suit. So he wore a clear jacket and clear pants, and that's all he wore. And as soon as he got out of the van, they're like, well, who's doing this? We're like, well, Dave's dressed up for it, so he's doing. That's how he got called to that.
Wow!
So I mean,
he didn't even think he was going
to
do it.
No,
that
he
day.
He was just showing up to be background naked guy in a suit, you know. But decided.
Did that ever happen to you, where you got sort of roped into a bit where you just were kind of hanging out?
I'm trying to think. I don't think so. And I never, knock on wood, lost like a Rochambeau for him too.
Yeah,
I was always sweating, especially the one Preston lost. I was like, oh, fuck, please, please. Like, I was, like, praying to the little people gods, the big people gods.
There are little people gods,
everybody's
by the way. Everybody's
gods. Everybody's gods.
Yeah.
Wait, I love that you say that there's some that you just don't know if they're going to pan out. Because it's almost like with any sort of, like, for any sort of a production thing, like a movie or a TV show, you're like, all right, this feels good going in, but we don't know until it comes out, until people see it, until it's cut
edited,
right.
Even
something as silly as some of the stunts you're doing and bonkers as they are, have to be cut right and shot right? Like the right camera that you get to see the fall.
Course, the camera
plays the whole.
When we first started, cell phones and stuff like that weren't even out. But camera dudes would be like there, and we'd have these young guys like PAs filming too, so we can get different angles. It'd be like something would happen and boom, they would start laughing and the camera's filming the ground. I mean, you have to be able to see
you gotta stay focused.
Go down.
And in some cases with Jackass, it was literally shit going down.
Yeah, and stay focused and film it and make sure you get it.
Zoom in on that guy's anus.
Yeah, get it all.
Dude, that's crazy. And were there stunts, do you remember hearing like though that you're like, all right, that one's going to crush. There's no doubt about it. Like,
oh, all the time. We would go actually go somewhere to film and spend some big production money. And we're like, oh, this is going to be amazing. And it kind of flops. But in the meantime, while we're there hanging out, behind the scenes filming of fun stuff, we would get gold footage.
Wow.
So it did, you know, we would plan days and be like, well, maybe it'll work. Maybe it doesn't. But we're all going to be together and something's going to happen anyways.
Wow. And then you guys are
making the most of it.
Yes. Once you know you're filming, you're always on guard. And there's always somehow a day we let our guards down and you just, that's right when you get gold film. You let your guard down, boom, you're kicked in the nuts, something happens.
Rather that be the day when like they ran around with the buzz clippers and buzzed everybody. Yeah.
That became a phenomenon, that thing.
Yeah.
Was it number two or three was the little people fight in the bar?
Three.
Okay.
Yeah, that was just the
that. Awesome. I mean, you have to know on paper that that's going to crush because the looks on people's faces was so epic.
When the cops run in and the dwarf cops run in.
We wanted one cop to come in on a mini pony, but it wasn't happening.
Couldn't get him. Wait, did you have mini ponies ready to go?
We were ready to go. We are always ready to go. Okay, so the funniest part of that one was, so we go into this bar. We kind of figured out I was in San Pedro.
Mm-hmm.
And since I'm from the area.
Yeah, that's South Bay.
Yeah, South Bay. I know people. So it was daytime.
I know pony people.
Yeah. So we go in. They go in kind of with the small cameras hidden and stuff. And they save two seats. And I come in with Kara.
Tara.
Tara.
Tara. Tara, who's now a star in herself. She was in Little Women Los Angeles, and now she's got her own reality show.
Yeah, it's reality, bro. Come on.
Okay. Trying to give her some credit, but yeah, whatever. So, no, look at the hate for the little people. No, listen.
I'm just
She's
kidding.
Not on our level. I don't know his level, so.
I'm totally kidding. I love causing controversy. Yeah. It makes things good.
Exactly.
So we roll in, and I pull up to the bar, and I swear, as soon as I sat down, my buddy's across the way. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, hey, Jay, what's going on? I'm like, oh, hey, bud, not much. Just, you know. Got first date, meeting at a bar, like, oh, cool, you know? And all the camera guys kind of noticed. So one had to go over, stand by him a little, because he knew when shit was about to go down,
right,
that guy would probably jump in, you know?
Yeah, oh, because yeah, for the fight thing.
For the fight, yeah. So.
Yeah, for people that don't know the bit, God, go find this bit. It's unbelievable. You
somebody,
take,
I just, at my bank today, the bank teller lady goes, yeah? Oh my God, I saw you in this like video. And I'm like, video? And I'm like, what video? She goes, well, it was like in a bar. And I'm like, oh, someone clipped it and just made a clip of it.
You take a dwarf woman, Tara, out on a date. She runs into her dwarf ex-boyfriend, and you guys start getting into a fight, and then like
his buddies show up,
his dwarf friends show up.
It's a full brawl then.
And then like the dwarf cops show up,
and then after that, one of the guys gets hurt, so the dwarf paramedics come pick the guy up and take
it. You just kept heightening it. That's
boom! You thought it was over when two little dudes were fighting?
Yeah.
No, two more buddies came in. Boom. Then two little cops came in.
You also did it in a place where like, no one around there seemed like they were like, all right, now it's getting crazy. Where are the cameras?
No.
Everyone's just like,
dude, it was.
Thank God the dwarf paramedics are here. we're nearby.
Well, and that kind of shows you how much people don't know about little people, because there was probably some people in that bar that went, well, obviously they have their own paramedics, you know. They're used to working on each other.
They
so,
could sense something was wrong.
They all travel together. traveling thing together.
There's one Mini Cooper outside, and that's
how they
all showed
up. To get here because they were catapulted
sure,
here.
Exactly.
That's fucking bonkers.
The phone number you dial is 311.
Oh my God.
Perfect.
311, you get the little cops and the little paramedics.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
Oh,
stop giving away
God.
Our secrets.
Oh, that's so funny.
And that's gotta sort of put the pressure on you when a stunt like that, because like that stunt, that's on you.
Oh, I know.
Like you could blow that stunt if you didn't say something right or didn't do something correctly.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, really be that or like I remember the one.
Those were one takes. Those are one takers.
Oh, because
then the town
again.
Knows. Then the town knows. You know.
You'd have to go
there's
to
a group of little people going around to different bars fighting and stuff.
Yeah, you'd have to go to a different city,
mm-hmm. different state.
Yeah,
but
like
that day, you know.
Yeah, like and then I remember the stunt where I was fearful for your safety. Was the Preston was on one end of the bungee cord. You were on the other end of the bungee cord.
Oh, I was not afraid at all of that one. I was so psyched for that one.
Really?
Wow. Why?
Yeah, because so it was a freeway pass in Florida.
Yeah.
It was 40 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And as kids, we used to just always jump off the Hermosa Pier, and we would do it during the day. We would run up, and you'd see people fishing and be like, hey, see you later, and just jump over the pole and go right in the water. So I was used to jumping off like piers and stuff like that. And cliffs and stuff. I've never, like, height stuff like that, never been afraid. So Tremaine brought me there the day before, and he didn't know. He goes, would you jump off? I'm like, fuck yeah, I'll jump off this. He goes, okay, as long as I know you're going to jump, we got this bit. Preston, we're a little worried about. We got to get him on this thing so you can yank him in. I'm like, don't worry. I'm taking him in. So I told Preston, I'm like, dude, this is going to be fucking gold. Like, Bam wrote it. Bam was the one that drew a picture like, dude, wouldn't it be rad if Wee Man bungeed off of Preston? And everybody's like, gold, done. And so I was like, yes, we need to do this. And I was ready. I was like, this I got.
Yeah. And then Preston jumped once you bungeed back up.
No, he got yanked. He didn't even jump. I yanked him in. You see him? He like tippy toes. Like he tries to.
So he was trying to stay on the bridge.
He wanted to hold me.
Yeah.
He wanted to be like, I'm just bungeeing off of him.
Okay.
But I yanked him. So I went and because I jumped out.
Yeah.
Fully went. And then I went under the bridge. And that's when he went in. But then
his force yanked right. me back into the water.
Yeah, you hit the water hard.
Dude, it was insane. So here's the crazy part. So that was...
Oh, here's the crazy part.
Yeah, well...
Attaching a dwarf to a fat guy via bungee cord. That's nothing.
That's yeah.
here's,
nothing.
Here's the crazy here's part. What,
so there was a paramedic lady out on the boat with our camera guy, and mm-hmm. she pulled out her normal camera and videoed that whole thing.
Really?
And we were like, you're not getting off the boat till that clip's deleted. So this was before cell phone video and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And, it, you know, she almost ruined a fucking amazing bit.
Right. Wow.
And that's something like...
Nowadays, like now, yeah, it's one of the
reasons...
If you
guys do another one...
Yeah, I've been... If we did another one, I've already been writing bits for my property in Canada that I would do all my shit on because nobody else would be on my property.
Right.
So there would be no other cameras, no stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I've just been thinking of like stunt bits instead of nowadays you'd it's going to have to be more stunt bits than like reaction bits.
Sure.
When we first started, it was like do stupid shit and get a reaction.
Right.
Now it's people see us walking down the street and they're going to pull out their camera and start filming.
Yeah. Right. Like if you did the pandas in Japan.
It would be up.
Everyone would know.
It would be up as soon as we were filming. It'd be on live. I'm going live Instagram and it's live Instagram.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's cell phones and video and social media have been a game changer for us.
Mm. When did you, first of all, how does, you might have told the story before, so if it's super boring, you can do a shortened version, but like, I'm so fascinated by how the group came to, like, it's a crazy phenomenon that what you guys did.
Yeah.
It's bonkers, dude. Like, it's global.
It is crazy.
And the fact that just even pranks and stunts, like, I feel like, anytime somebody thinks of anything or sees a video, you immediately compare it to like, oh, like Jackass did it better. So, you know what I'm saying? So like, that's crazy to me. So how does...
It's crazy, and it's also like, it's a good feeling, you know, that we were...
You're a part of something so special.
Yeah, it's an amazing feeling. The way I kind of see it is there's so many bands out there in the world,
yeah.
mm-hmm. and they all start, you know, just buddies and stuff, but only a few like are like, you know, fucking Rolling Stones, AC/DC, you know, Black Sabbath, stuff like that.
Yeah. To have that many guys that are in it to win it, by the way, for that long is also crazy.
But not even, we were never in it to win it when we first started. We were in it to just fucking get the footage out.
But that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like I'm saying, but all like committed to the what you were doing. Yeah,
we were in for the album. Like we were in to make the album.
And like, There was no like, oh, no. MTV didn't come to you with a bag of money and say, here, do this
shit. Way.
No, you're
not
like,
when they first came. Dude,
no.
We were, when it first even aired, I seriously thought maybe one or two episodes was going to air. And then people would be like, didn't you guys try to do that one show? Like, I thought that's what I was going to hear down the line. Like, 10 years later, like, maybe a guy or two, or you know, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
I never thought it would be where it's at.
So take us through. So do you meet Johnny first? How does it like
The group formed because over here on the West Coast, there was a skateboard magazine called Big Brother.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we just put skate videos out. Shit, number two, boob, poop. We did four videos. And in between the skateboarding, we did Jackass stunts. But we noticed these videos were selling a lot, like more than average skate videos. And we knew it was because of the stunts we were doing.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. Look, life gets tough for everybody. And, you know, the ups and downs can take a toll on your mental health. Thankfully, BetterHelp is here, a new sponsor of the ALN podcast, available worldwide. And it's available for you to reach out to somebody to have some chats with about what you're going through. You know, it's like a weekly therapist that you can schedule and have through video and phone sessions, also available on your desktop, mobile, web, Android, and iOS apps. You can send messages 24/7, 365 to get matched with a counselor who's right for you, professional and affordable counseling, because we all need it. You know what I'm saying? I just started getting into therapy, and it's changing a lot of stuff for me. You must be 18 or older to join. We have a custom link for you, betterhelp.com/aboutlastnight. And you sign up. It's proactive mental health. It's not a crisis line. Financial aid is available. The expertise in this network is locally available in many areas. But regardless, if it's not close by for you, again, video and phone sessions are available. And it's easy to change counselors if you're not happy with the one that you get matched with. But I highly recommend it. And again, betterhelp.com/aboutlastnight. Find a professional and affordable counselor for you to just chat with and, you know, navigate through the tricky waters of life. Because it can get a little bumpy out there, as Mariah Carey once said. I don't know if she said that, but hey, it's even gotten bumpy for her. BetterHelp.com/aboutlastnight and start treating yourself to some help, some mental help. We all need it. All right, back to the episode.
In Knoxville was writing things in the magazine. I worked at the magazine like it was one of my first jobs. I was sending out subscriptions. Everybody was in there.
Yeah.
So it's like
cool vibe.
It was a cool vibe. Pontius was always coming around. So we all kept doing that stuff. And Tremaine just said, we need to connect. But at the same time, on the East Coast, Westchester, PA, Bam, Dunn, Rab, all those guys were doing CKY. So right, all those CK right. were skate videos with fucked up shit in them too.
Wow.
So Jeff goes, all right, if we're going to do something, they're doing kind of similar. We're doing, let's collab. And let's make something even bigger. And wow. So that's what we did.
Dang.
And Steve-O kept writing shit in to, like, Big Brother, like, I want to do stuff.
Yeah.
And you can see in the Big Brother, there's a Big Brother documentary. It explains how Jackass started and stuff.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And it explains how Steve-O was, there was a skate tour going down in Florida, and Steve-O found out, and he kept chasing, like, Jeff and them. And they filmed a bit of him jumping off like a high bridge, like flipping off of it.
Yeah.
And when he was in the water, they tried to ditch him and Steve-O. Like, so it's a funny story.
So he like submit videos and stuff to be like, yo, I can be a part of this?
Yeah. He was doing like lighting his hair on fire, doing black backflips and doing fireballs.
And when you're making, and when you're doing these stunts initially, is there even a thought of like this could go to MTV or
no?
You're just like home video?
No. I didn't think what we were doing. I knew Tremaine had an idea, and he said he first took it to HBO, and that was the first place they walked in on.
Dude, yeah, they should have doubled that up.
No, they should have, but it was two ladies that were looking it over, and it was Tremaine, Knoxville, and Spike Jones. It was in there, and they're like, well, we got something to show you. And these two ladies watch it. So this is the first time the pilot is being seen outside of the group or skateboarding or anything, you know?
Right.
So it's just, think of just two normal ladies working at a network. And
being like, they that's similar to Sex in the City?
You're like, kind of.
They pretty much looked at those guys and pretty much said, well, we just lost 30 minutes of our lives. We're never getting back.
Wow.
And they didn't know what to do. So then they regrouped. And
now HBO plays the Jackass movies, so fuck you.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Dude, to have the foresight to collab and bring both coasts together is... Because that also couldn't... That could have... Bam and Dunn, all those guys could have been like, nah, man, we're good. We're doing our own thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how did that... Was it like a call? Was it a big group conference thing that you guys were like,
Tremaine,
yo, let's...
Tremaine kind of just did it. Tremaine, he's the ringleader. He's pretty much smooth the talker. Master of, you know... The creative.
That's awesome. So,
yeah.
And once it starts airing, do you remember like your first, oh shit, I think this is a thing?
Yeah.
What was it?
I totally remember. So it was 99-2000.
Mm-hmm.
The TV show just started airing. It had been on for 3 months.
Yeah.
And I was still skating for Dogtown Skateboards. And it was that summer we went to Tokyo to do a tour. It just hit Tokyo. And we're skating through the city, and people are running out of stores yelling my name. They're like, Wee Man!
Yeah.
And my buddies all on the skate team with me are like, dude, it's fucking over for you now, dude. It's on. And I'm like, holy shit.
It was over for you and any other dwarf who looked remotely like you.
No. Not even. Because
it was over for me, too.
Doesn't even have to look like me, either.
That's true.
I've seen Brother Man dwarfs get called Wee Man.
Yeah.
So.
It's psychotic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've tried to explain this to some guys where it's like, I told him I don't want to be famous. I just want to be rich.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you and I can't hide.
No, I even Knoxville told me once we started doing it, he said, I'm going to have it the worst.
Yeah.
And it's been proven that.
Because you can't put on a hat and glasses and a fake beard. Like,
it's great. My girlfriend hates it.
Yeah.
So my girlfriend, we were going to this restaurant, fancy restaurant, in Kelowna, BC. It's real on the marina. And it's all like very hosh. It's like, you know, very hosh posh on the marina.
There's like 9 forks on the plate. Yeah, which one do I use? Yeah.
Yeah, I just use one and one knife. No, but we were walking by and everybody's just fucking staring at me. My girlfriend's like, shit, we go in. And the hostess people don't even ask nothing. They just start, are you that guy? Blah, blah, blah. You know, nobody says hello or nothing. They just straight into it.
Yeah.
And then we get set down at our booth and we've got a window booth. My chick and I, we order food, get a drink. We have one drink, a little bit of food, and my chick's like, you know, when we leave, we're not walking out there. We're going out the window. Because it was like a window right out into like.
It was that crazy.
Yeah, it was that crazy. She couldn't handle it. And so I'm like, all right, babe, you go first and I'll follow. And she's like, can we get the check? She fucking paid. She like pulled it out. She's like, there, keep the change. And she jumped out, and there was like a family sitting right to the right of us with their kid. And they're looking at us like we're fucking dining and dashing. So she jumps out, and I look over at them. I'm like, oh, don't worry. We paid. And then I jump out.
God. Anytime anything like that happens, there's probably people around like, oh, this is a stunt. Like,
oh, yeah. No, it's always like that. But for all the guys, even for Preston, it's been like that. Preston's told me stories. He's been at like a diner cafe, like a 50s diner, and sat at the bar, like, you know, and eating his burger. And he had two Japanese guys come up and go, oh, Preston Lacey from Jackass. we have been sitting here for 45 minutes waiting for you to do something. And Preston goes, nope, just eating my lunch. Oh, okay.
So, like, they don't know. They don't know that. Like, they could think that just because you have conditioned people to think that like any regular situation,
act normal, and something's about to go down.
Yeah. That's crazy. Did you find the fandom in Japan was like crazier than in the States? Like once you got back here and things took off, really?
No. Then it started being both. Yeah. What's crazy is it was crazy when it came out. Mm-hmm. But it's 2018. It's been 8 years since we filmed a movie.
Yeah.
And it's almost crazier now.
No way.
Than it was when it first came out. I'm not even fucking kidding.
And when it hit MTV, that was like when MTV was still like MTV
2000.
Was like
2000 to 2002 was TV time for Jackass.
Yeah.
That's 18 years ago was when we were on TV.
But what other shows were on MTV? Wasn't that like, I mean, you guys.
Tom Green, I think, was
on. Yeah, there was a handful, right? That's it was like MTV's, like, they were like, all right, this is.
Tom Green, and then there was like The Real World and shit like that.
Yeah. So it was like the right time MTV, to be there.
Well, yeah, because there wasn't any other channels, too.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, too, like, okay, make sure you get cable because you get MTV. Yeah, man.
Right.
Now it's like.
Wait, so why is it even bigger now? Just because of how much quicker you can.
I think so.
The clips and sending things around, access to everything.
Yeah, I think people talk about like, oh, I'm going to do something crazy. And then their friend goes, oh, yeah, watch this. So like you said, if somebody thinks of something or something.
There were a lot of those Vine accounts where people were just doing crazy stunts. And now I would, every time I would see kids doing them, I was like, oh, yeah, they probably watched all your shit and were like, no, I'm gonna be the next crew. It's like,
nah. Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah,
it's,
and the thing is, it's not just the stunts. It's the fact that, like,
it's
you said,
personalities.
You guys,
the camaraderie.
It's a band. Personalities. It's a band.
Yeah, man.
You guys,
we can
the
all
chemistry.
Say, hey, we're going to put a band together right now.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're not going to be the Rolling Stones, you know, but we could cover all their songs and all that.
Dude, the
but
way.
We would never be that.
Right.
Dude, the way girls were watching, like, let's say, you know, friends being like, I'm Phoebe, I'm Rachel. Like, guys would be like, I'm Wee Man, I'm Steve-O of my
somehow
group of friends.
Somehow I always got Wee Man. Somehow. I was like,
take it as a compliment.
I'm more of a Pontius guy. And they're like, no, we don't see it.
We don't see it. Nope. Nope.
Gonna not take your side on this
You're
one.
Definitely not Danger Aaron or Dave England. But yeah, you don't get to vote on that one.
Yeah. Well, because, like, I've seen there's and you've probably seen them as well, like all the copycats that then sprung up like all over the world. Everyone tried to have like their own version of Jackass, and it just didn't, it wasn't the same.
It's, yeah, and there is like he says, there's personalities behind it. You know what I mean? And right. there is camaraderie. I've seen networks try and put it together, mm-hmm. but then be very politically correct.
Yeah,
and it's like you can't. It's there's no trying to do that doesn't make
work.
It better or anything.
Yeah,
it's like us saying, well, we're you know a couple. Guys here, and we're gonna put out a rap album, but you know, I'm just trying to put it in yeah. in a way that's how they think, you
yeah,
know what
yeah.
I mean? And it's kind of you can't do that.
There is an element of trust too that has to be there, right, amongst all you guys to come up with these ideas. Like people, you guys make it look so easy, obviously, which I think is a blessing and a curse, because then like people just assume like, oh, they'll do anything, but it's like, no, we still have to like,
oh no,
once we figure it out, like, and then also when you're doing stuff together. I don't know if you have pep talks with somebody pre-stunt to be like, do you got me? Or you just go, no, man, we're all in this together.
Of course we do that to each other, too. Yeah, of course.
Like, would you, like, hype each other up for certain things?
Of course. Yeah. And then we'd BS each other, too, to make someone do it. Oh, you fucking got this, man. Like, you know, and just make...
yeah, even
and
if
you're like,
something...
oh, shit, I don't know, he might die, but we got it.
But we need this footage.
We got it.
There are so many stunts where...
I'll do the B one. What was the B one?
B limo?
Yeah. Who was that again? Who
it was me, Steve-O.
Yeah, that's right.
It was me, Steve-O, Dave, and Aaron. It was just us because Pontius had been stung by so many bees before that mm-hmm. that he became allergic to them.
Oh, jeez.
So he couldn't do it.
Hey, yeah, that's not a stunt where it's like, let's see if you can survive it.
Right,
you
know, right.
Statistics show you won't.
We're not going to give you an EpiPen. It's going to be hilarious.
yeah, no.
No, those ideas are left on the cutting room floor.
But what's
were you nervous for that?
Well, no, because
wait, but did you even know about it?
Yeah, of course we knew. We're in the limo, like, we're gonna throw a beehive in there.
Okay,
dude, that was fucking bonkers.
For some reason, I remember it like you guys thought you were there for like a photo shoot or something, and then they put bees in the limo.
Maybe it came off that way. I don't know. Maybe it's been so long.
Yeah, that's true.
How many times did you get stung from that?
It's quite a bit. But like we were just like I said, like Pontius had been stung a lot. We were doing Wild Boys before we filmed that one.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we went and we did some things with bees where we were catching them and stinging each other with them. So like one
catching
time,
them, like out of midair.
Yeah, like you could catch or take them right off the honey stick and stuff, and you get them with their wings. So then they're kind of like that. Steve-O and Chris put one right on my nose. It left its stinger. I had the stinger sticking right out of my nose. It was pretty funny.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah.
It's almost now that I would think that sort of jackass culture of just, like, guys doing stupid shit, it's almost people are sort of warring against it now. Like, people are trying to make sure that their kids aren't doing stuff like that, or they're trying to, like...
I don't know if people are trying to do that. I think society has changed mm-hmm. The youngsters nowadays. Like, I see people, like, I don't... How old are you?
I'm 34.
You're 34. How old are you?
44.
Okay. No. 36?
Yeah.
All right. I'm 45. When I was a kid, we left the house as soon as the sun rise.
Yep.
And my parents didn't know where the hell I was till like the sun set or anything. Yep. We were on our bikes. We were on our skateboards. Mm-hmm. We were far from home as we could be.
Yeah.
And I've noticed nowadays, even for the last like 10 or so years, kids don't even want to leave the house.
No, they just want to stay and play Fortnite.
And it's weird. You can drive down the street and you're just seeing dead streets. Like this street even right here, it's like, it's not on Sunset or Hollywood. It's a little off.
Yeah.
No kids playing kickball or out on the lawn or riding their bikes.
There's spots for it. Kids, if you're a true kid, I feel like you're good at being resourceful.
Oh, yeah.
And being like, oh, cool, a little patch of grass.
We're going to jump it or we're going to play kickball
here.
Yeah,
we'll figure out some sort of game there. Yeah. Oh, that's our spot.
Yeah, there was a guy, there was one of my friends where his dad would just make ramps. He would just make wooden ramps.
He was like the cool dad of the street.
Yeah,
stuff.
And then we'd all be like, all right, get your bike, get your rollerblade, get a skateboard, get something, and just do
be out there
get
trying.
Something and go off a ramp.
Yeah, just get something and go off a ramp. Yeah. What's going to happen? I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, might break something.
First, we'll do it into the grass. Everybody's landing in the grass. Yeah. Okay, let's put it on the street.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then...
I could do a flip and land on my feet. Yeah. and like now that doesn't happen. Like,
no.
Either kids are not being... Either your parents are too worried to let their kids go out, or the kid just doesn't want to go out.
Yeah,
it's both for sure, because like the amount of, I mean, it look, is a perverts little of both. And pedophiles will never not be a thing,
But I mean,
and that was my high school yearbook quote. I've been saying that for years.
But if you have a group of kids outside,
yeah, strength the numbers, man. Yeah,
they're strength. And also, you know what? It's changing every kind of industry.
Yeah,
like we were mall rats too.
No, yeah. Me too, dude.
Yeah, malls are dying.
Yeah,
why? It's because fucking people stay at home. They play their they're on social media. They're telling what also, they're eating.
Everything at the mall they can buy in online. 5 minutes.
Yeah, they want it now. I want it now.
I don't want to go look for it. And, and maybe the anticipation of like it's coming out. Let's go wait outside the mall.
No,
or that's like get there early. Like, dude,
what
a bummer. So, that's why you see these malls like the malls of America that are putting closing. In like water parks and shit because like they're trying to be like let's give so many reasons for people to come here.
They need
like,
something else.
They do. But yeah, it's a different society now from when I was a kid.
You went to the mall a lot as a kid.
Oh, yeah. Dude, we were mall rat. We were going around. How did we eat? Samples at every restaurant. Let me get a sample. Let me get a.
To be fair, samples to us are still pretty big.
Yeah,
I mean, so we need a fork and knife.
Yeah,
you
know. Yeah, for a Cinnabon sample.
We were okay.
Oh, yeah. What was your spot? Like Brad
Cinnabon was one.
For sure.
Yeah,
Cinnabon ruled.
It still rules.
Hot dog on a stick. Chick-fil-A.
Pretzels.
Because Chick-fil-A was only in malls.
Yeah.
Before. Oh, yeah. They hadn't completely franchised out.
Yeah.
No. I always found the hot dog on a stick girls oddly hot.
Oh, no matter what.
Okay.
Especially hot. They were
especially
hot.
When
Thank
they
you.
Made
okay.
lemonade.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when they made lemonade.
And if you don't know why, you just don't get it.
Yeah. Yeah. If you don't even know and you don't get it, man, I feel sorry for you. Jeez.
What was your, like, if you would go with a girl, like, where would you, what was your move? Like, did you do a certain walk around? Like, was there a spot? Like, did you know some guy you were like, let's just walk by Cinnabon and see what's going on. And then Trevor sees you, he's like, yeah, what's up?
Chick-fil-A was my spot for some reason there because they always had to sample people out. So we'd always hang out and we got to know the workers and stuff.
Yeah.
So they would hook it up sometimes. So Chick-fil-A was the spot.
Having hookups at the mall was so.
Oh, dude, you were like king.
Yeah, you're king. Well, Brad worked at Hot Topic.
Yeah, so I was the hookup for a lot of people.
You worked at Hot Topic?
Yes, I did. So
Which one?
Brea Mall.
So you're an Orange County boy.
Yeah. So okay. I sold your t-shirt to people. That was crazy. Because people would like buy the look t-shirt the and then they would like look at me and be like, wow, hard times, right? Like you're not making a lot of money off this t-shirt, are you? No, I'm not. MTV doesn't pay a lot of money.
How do you go from the guy on the shirt to the guy selling the shirt?
Yeah. This got to be heartbreaking for you.
We did it for free. They're getting all the money. I'm
for
not.
For the love of the game.
Did you have jobs before?
I worked some fun jobs.
Yeah.
I mainly worked at a couple skate shops.
Sure.
I worked at two grocery stores, one for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I got past probation because they're like, oh, you're going to be on like a 6 month probation.
Yeah.
And then when I got off that, I transferred to another one. And I worked one day, and I hated it. I called in sick. The guy's like, well, this was your first day. You're still on probation. I'm like, I'm not on probation. I already worked for the company. He said, nope, this is this location. I'm like, all right, well, I guess I won't come in. Dude calls me the next day. You coming into work? I'm like, dude, you just told me fucking yesterday. If I'm not going to be there today, don't come in. So, no, fuck off.
I love that.
What was the grocery store?
It was Vons here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was Safeway up in San Jose, California.
As we have in Seattle. Safeway and Albertsons.
Yeah.
That's where I worked at.
And then why'd you hate it so much?
I wanted to skate more.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, when you're younger and you're like, work or skate. And I was like, I got a couple dollars in the bank. I think I'd just rather skate more.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering if it was maybe because you took like the motorized cart away from somebody that needed it.
I was driving up and down the aisle.
That's what I did a lot and got in trouble for.
Knocking down pyramids of Pringles.
Oh, yeah. Dude. Oh, dude, the shit. Dude, I mean, just also all the beer we stole before cameras were installed.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't do crap now.
Oh, you can't. There's so many cameras. You know what's so funny? The cameras got put in 2 weeks before I worked at Albertsons freshman year of high school through senior year. And senior year before I moved down here to go to college, you know, 2 weeks before I was, you know, gonna stop working there, they put in cameras and everything. And all 4 years, man, the amount of beer and shit I stole was crazy. And then literally
and
2 weeks before.
And now you're telling them? And now you're telling them?
Oh, they caught me.
Oh, okay.
2 weeks before, because I also worked at the customer service booth. And so my friends would come in to get all their film processed. Remember that when you would go and drop
off
your film?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. One hour photo.
Friends would come in with. You know, oh, let me, you know, I'd be like, get the panoramic, get the CDs, get everything, get the poster size. Yeah. And then I'd be like, oh, you got a coupon here. It's
$10.
Yeah, $10 for like probably $600 worth of film, whatever. And then they caught me doing that. And it was like, again, 2 weeks before I quit. And I was like just a highly beloved employee and my boss who'd been there forever, this guy Dan Boyle, who was the first old man I'd ever heard call boobs jugs. and mean it, where he'd be like a woman walking, he'd be like, look at those jugs. And I was like, what do you mean? Oh, the boobs. Oh, yeah. Sorry, man. Yeah. No, those are great. Yeah. Look at the way they bounce up and down. You know, I don't know. And so he pulled me in his office. He's like, and he just like put on the footage of me watching me like do it. And I was just like, oh, fuck, man. I was like, so I guess I'm not working here anymore, huh? And he was like, he's like, I love you, man, but come on, what the fuck? And I was like, oh, man. And in my head, I'm like, all right, well, at least you didn't know about all the other times, you know?
Yeah, man. That's good.
And then you haven't really, I mean, I could say you have a real job now with running all the companies and the sponsorships and stuff, but you haven't had like a real job ever.
I was trying to think of when my last real job was a skate shop.
Yeah, so. and even that.
That's not a real job either.
That's where you would have been hanging out anyway. Yeah,
you're either hanging out there, but now you're getting paid and you got to help customers.
Yeah. What are you helping them with? People were coming in.
Like, oh, my kid wants this Stussy t-shirt, or I need this, or this board.
He's getting into it. What should he do to start off? He's pretty good, actually. So is there like a wheel for the pros? They're beginning pros.
Or like, okay, we're going to get him on this board, but we got to add this. And he's going to need some pads.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, you're selling him on all this shit, right?
Totally selling.
Probably getting into the helmet with the double strap.
Yeah,
just gonna be safe. Your head's important, right? Yep,
gonna be safe.
Yeah. Have any celebrities been fan of Jackass that like totally surprised you? Like, did someone hit you up? Wow, you watched
like
Jackass?
Halle Berry or something?
Never any female ones, but mm-hmm. we were stoked to find out like Brad Pitt was a huge, like this was during TV show days. Mm-hmm. Brad Pitt was one, and so then we filmed a bit with him. Which one? We kidnapped him from Pink's Hot Dogs line. So it was at night. He mm-hmm. was standing there, and people were like, "Oh, hey,
Brad Pitt's
here!" Like, yeah. He's like, "Hey, everybody!" Like, right? And then we have this like shady van drive up, and the guy opens the door. He's like, "Hey, Brad Pitt," or with the window down, goes, "Hey, Brad Pitt, what's up, bud? Big fan. Hey, guys, hey!" And then dude opens the van, grabs him, throws him in. Dude, it was like right when cell phones came out, people were like, dude, Brad Pitt just got kidnapped at fucking Pink's Hot Dogs.
By the way, no one's believing that.
Well,
like, when
cops,
you're on the phone, they're
the
like,
cops
no,
in
yeah.
the area, yeah. like you have to, when you do shit like that, it's going to make cops be called.
Yeah.
Right. You have to tell the area, you have to
you
get it permitted
yeah.
that they're going to get calls like that. So,
wow. Dang. So you had to call, like,
we had to call
cops and be like, hey.
West Hollywood or Hollywood.
This Brad Pitt kidnapping is fake?
Yeah. Brad Pitt kidnapping is about to go down, but it's fake, so. And then people are really calling like, Brad Pitt just got fucking kidnapped.
Did anybody try to chase the van or like?
No,
people. Brad!
People were standing there like.
Yeah, you're shocked.
You're extremely.
You're
one, you just saw Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're shocked that
what
way.
What a cool ass dude,
and then
man.
The next one, you're like. He just got kidnapped, and I watched it.
Now, where was that in the line of suggestions to him? Like, were you like, all right, so here's what we're thinking. Kidnapping or
Steve-O rams a dildo up your ass.
So,
yeah.
So he
but
did
it's covered
that
in
one,
cheese.
And then he did this one where he put a gorilla mask on, and he went wild, like, skating through the streets and stuff.
Yeah.
And then he slams, and he opens it up, and you see it's Brad Pitt.
Wow.
And it was pretty, like, he was down.
That's so cool.
And then the next, so he was one, but the big one was Shaq.
Yeah.
Shaq had Jackass parties every Sunday night. Because we were on Sunday nights.
Yeah.
And he would have Jackass parties at his house to view the show. And so he called and said, hey, I'm making a music video. I want the Jackass guys in it. Mm-hmm. And so they're like, okay. And so he met up with Steve-O and I think Chris and Dave. And as soon as he got there, he was like, where's Wee Man? And they're like, dude, Shaq loves you. He wants you here. Like. So we filmed at that Universal lot that looks like a town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where they filmed Back to the Future.
Yeah. Yeah.
The one that, so.
I was a tour guide there. What's it called?
You should know this.
It's tour guide.
Dude.
It's just the Back to the Future lot, or is it every time?
No, there's a town.
It has the clock. It has that little gazebo.
See, I would make up facts. I would make up movies. I was like, Kurt Russell and fucking John Stamos shot a gay porn here. People are like, what? Anyway.
So we went there. Mm-hmm. Music video never came out, but Shaq knew. We did a whole episode of just doing stupid stuff with Shaq that day.
Yeah.
So he knew, I do this, get them all here, we're going to film this.
Yeah.
And so whole episode.
And that was when that was when I think you gave him a piggyback ride or something.
No, I picked him up.
Yeah, you picked him up.
He came and put himself over my back, and then he lifted his legs up, and I was holding him.
How are you still alive? That may have been the most dangerous thing.
No, I used to bench. I would bench like 300 pounds. Not bench, squat.
Yeah.
So
what?
Yeah.
Yeah, dwarves have powerful asses and thighs.
Yep.
We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why. That's why you across the table, we could kill you. And
no, and like,
because I know, I mean, look,
no, because I used to go to, like, every year in high school I would go to the weight room and I would go to the freshman football team and I would make money off them saying like, I bet I can bench more than you. And
yeah,
like,
you're hustling.
And like the strongest guy would be like, no way.
I'd bench more than, dude, I still did like 2 years ago on this USO tour. These guys are like, all right, let's, you can help bench. And this guy's like, I'll bench you. And we benched, and dude, his whole like group was like, I can't believe we just outbent, like, got, like, you know, he just got burned.
Is that
I don't know if every little person can, but guys like us,
you know, like, you know, guys like us, you
guys
know,
like, you know, that been at, you know, the pit in Venice. That's where we start our mornings at.
Yeah, is there a little people gym somewhere
that we can't tell you?
We can't tell you that.
Come on, guys. No. What is it? Just is it like
a whole secret society.
Is there a back room at like Curves where, like, there's a secret door?
You know that, like, Brad threw off the whole conversation by, remember those guys started that town in Oregon?
Yeah, we have the
Our own towns.
Yeah, we have the town.
Oh, fuck.
We just can't let you in.
I want to go there so bad.
You know those times when you're like, hey, Brad, you know, we got a podcast today. I got Sarah Silverman. She's ready to go. I'm like, yeah, can't make it today.
Yeah,
yeah.
He gets stuck
and you never tell
town.
Me why.
Yeah,
he gets stuck in town.
All right, you know what?
Town.
Yeah. Here I was thinking that my dream was to be a super successful comic and actor. Now I just want to find where Little People Town is. Maybe that's a documentary.
We can't tell you.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. You won't. Yeah.
You won't fit anyway.
Us. Yeah.
Is that when they were like, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Was that just like a fucking? Was that just a decoy for them to be like, we're really looking for Little People Town?
Yeah.
We can't tell you that.
Yeah.
What's the population of Little People Town?
A lot.
Yeah, a lot. Fuck ton.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you know how in The Matrix when they have Zion is like the place where all the actual people live?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's us.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Have you ever been to a little person's house? Have you ever been to Brad's house?
Yeah.
Oh, you've been to Brad's house? Yeah. Oh, his studio is staged house.
Yeah, he saw the upper
house.
Well,
because, yeah.
Okay.
You saw the wife's house.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
But you've never been to Brad's house.
No.
What forest is it in?
Well, it's stump. Has there ever been a stunt that legit, like, terrified you or injured you? No?
No, it's crazy.
Or that you try to, like, finagle and say, I'll do it, but this has to happen.
No. I've never, nothing, it's crazy. Nothing's ever happened like that, and it's so crazy. I've broken more than 10 bones. I stopped counting after 10.
Jesus.
And none of them happened in Jackass.
All skating.
All skateboarding.
Wow. No way.
Yep.
Not even running away from the fucking stampede?
Nope. Not even with the bulls.
By the way,
not
parents
even
do not want to hear that. You know what I'm saying?
Not getting tackled by a bull with a yoga ball and hitting the head.
Yeah.
Not being by a stampede in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's adrenaline that just really is an amazing...
Adrenaline is gnarly.
It prevents a lot. Yeah, because your body does just go into fight or flight mode, right?
Fight or flight, go.
Yep. Yeah.
Has there been a moment like doing any of these stunts where you're like... Because you said you know, never been a huge partier. Like, do you feel the sensation that you've gotten to feel from some of these stunts, like, unmatched by anything, show you'll ever do?
Yeah,
any
that
sort
your
of
high.
Like,
yeah, it's a pretty good high. When you accomplish something and you get out of something pretty gnarly, you're walking around rooster chest and you're like, hell yeah. And you feel so good. Yeah.
I survived a stampede.
Yep. Like, it's crazy.
That's insane.
Have you skydived?
Yep.
Fuck.
Now, have you seen, because Devo was just on here.
Yeah, I heard about his.
Yeah.
Skyjack.
Yeah. We saw the video.
Oh, yeah.
It's really.
So.
It's hilarious, but. After, like, I'm watching it for the sake of comedy, and then I'm laughing, and then I pause for a second and go, I just watched my friend jerk off and come. Like, that wasn't going through my head as I was watching it. I was like, oh, wow, what a great stunt. That's hilarious. Yeah. That's funny. And it's like, oh, no, I just watched my friend masturbate.
Yeah.
That's really weird.
I don't.
Wait, it's not illegal for dwarves to skydive?
Are you kidding me?
Why would it be?
We invented it.
Why would it be illegal?
I don't know, man. I'm just trying to get some sort of insight into. You trying to distract you so laws? I can maybe steal you the key to Little People Town.
You can't break us, man. Yeah.
How do you tandem with another LP?
No, I tandem with like some average dude.
Yeah, so he just came down like. But what's funny baby is baby okay, Carlos and no,
here's
the Hangover.
The, here's the craziest part. So. My buddy even asked, this, there was some physics behind it
yeah.
that mm-hmm. the skydiving people thought they had the answer, but they didn't.
I was going to say.
So I was to like a guy, I'm like a buck 30. I was mm-hmm. on a guy that was a buck 30 also, so yeah. he holds weight and stuff. My buddy's a little heavier, like 165, 170. He's got a bigger guy. I jumped first. We floated for a little. My buddy came. He passed us. Mm-hmm. And my buddy's like, I thought that wasn't going to happen or whatever. And he's like, oh, I don't know what's going on in the air or something or whatever.
That's exactly what you want to hear.
Yeah. So I was like, all right.
He's like, what's the string do?
Yeah.
Like,
all right, man.
It releases the whole chute. Now we're just free falling.
Now,
what is that like, by the way?
It's pretty. You've never been skydiving?
No, man. No,
I'm too scared, man.
You've never been skydiving?
Never done it.
I can't even believe I'm on this podcast. Two dudes, it's never been skydiving.
I want to do it, but some guys over at the Golden Knights in Colorado want to take me. And then I'll do it. Because those guys are like, they're trained. That's all they do is they go skydiving. They're military trained. But
I saw Two Girls, One Cup twice. Is that impressive?
No.
All right.
I don't want to go with like...
hold on.
I don't want to go with like the bro that's like out in Costa Mesa. Just like, yeah, man, we're going to go up there and go skydiving, bro.
Well, no, you're not going to go with random guy off the fucking street. You go to a professional place where they do it.
Hopefully.
Where did you do it?
Yeah.
I think it's Pyro or whatever. It's right. It's near Temecula.
Oh, okay. That's a good place.
Yeah.
That's where like a lot of hot air balloon shit happens too.
So it's real
big
good.
Open
safe.
Fields.
Yeah. Big open fields. Big, safe. Big open you're fields not going to be that. Landing. You're not going to be landing in some stadium, like in a crowd.
Well, not, I mean, you should.
Yeah.
That's the real move is drop off in the middle of the Super Bowl.
By the way, not only am I disappointed in you not being a skydiver.
Yes.
I'm very disappointed.
What's that?
In your first pitch.
I aced it.
No.
What? I aced it.
What, from the T-ball pit, like, mound? You aced it from the T-ball
did
mound.
Did the worm and then threw the first pitch.
Oh, so,
I want to hear this because everyone's been praising it. And we all thought it was great.
Yeah.
Really?
But
you're praising the guy that went into the front from the grass and threw the ball?
The Angels pitcher said he didn't want anyone on the mound. So I didn't want to fuck up his mojo.
You don't
mojo.
Ask for permission. You ask for forgiveness, dude.
Wow. Yeah, I feel like I've let down
my
people
Hot Topic
now.
Shirt you sold?
Yep. Now we know why who's working at Hot Topic and who's selling whose T-shirts.
Oh, shit.
You know what? I feel like worse than when my dad said he was disappointed in me. Like, this is like I'm letting down my people.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Dodgers. I'm doing it from the mound.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, if you go to Dodger Stadium
from the mound
and let me down, because this is L.A.
Yeah.
This is where Fernando Valenzuela once
stood.
Fernando,
dude.
Hideo Nomo.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yes. Dodger, great. Yeah. Wait, did you throw out a first pitch? Have
you? I've thrown out a first pitch, and I went straight to the mound. I even did the full windup. Wow. I made sure the
crowd. Did you hear anyone go, wait, no.
Didn't hear nobody do nothing.
Yeah, because I didn't want to fuck that moment up.
It was when I was filming for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
So I went out.
Did you get it all the way there?
Yeah.
Didn't bounce it?
Didn't bounce it or nothing.
Because that was my only thought.
Straight to the glove.
Yeah, you would have gotten it there, Brad.
Yeah.
Well, next time.
I got to find a video clip of you.
It was your only thought. So you had doubts.
Yeah.
So you had doubts.
I was like, I just got to get to the mound. I had 45 people there in the stands to watch me.
Well, that's 45
people? They're like 45 friends and family.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, then, you had your own 45 people.
Yeah, I had my own 45.
Now you're really disappointed. Like, what are they going to hype? Way to go, Brad. Threw it from the front lawn.
Got there.
Yeah, way to impress us.
It's like bragging that you dunked on a 5-foot hoop.
Yeah.
Hey, for us?
Actually, okay.
What's wrong with you?
Bad example.
Yeah. That would be incredible.
Yeah.
That would set some kind of record. Now, like, so you're doing tacos, your boards, your sponsorships, you're talking about a possible next Jackass movie. Can we know who's not on board? Can we, like, hound their social media? Or is that...
No,
I bet it'll happen, man. God, it would crush so hard right now.
Yeah, it's hard, though. And I thought about it too, just because of the way social media is and the way people film everything when you're walking down the street and stuff.
Yeah.
So it would have to go back to the drawing board and kind of recreate something new. And
would you bring in new cast members?
Because
that'd be a fun movie, seeing people audition for it.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? You're auditioning.
Jackass auditions. Wow.
So what is it? Jackass the acting crew? You know what I mean? What, are we going to get them stunt doubles too?
Yeah. You can't. Yeah. It has to be the crew.
That's a hard one.
Or at least a part of it, you guys in a room watching people with submitting tapes to. I'm sure that's happened anyway, though, right?
Well, there's just so much out on the internet. You can see anybody trying anything, you know?
Yeah.
I've seen so much lately that it's like not Jackass stuff, but just insane stuff. Yeah. I think people are too edgy nowadays.
Come on, old man Acuna.
No.
People are too edgy nowadays.
People are too edgy. No, like driving and stuff. Like people are fucking maniacs.
Yeah.
Have you seen the one video I just saw today? I sent it to my buddy. There's this motorcycle guy. He's in the carpool lane with a guy, kicks the fucking guy's car. I'll show it to you guys because I saved it. Guy swerves into the motorcycle guy. They swerve back. It gets the guy out, the guy in the car all sideways. He hits the Jersey barrier, the center barrier, catches his car on fire. Motorcycle guy just cruising behind him, swerves, hits a random truck in the middle of the lane and flips that truck.
Holy shit.
You haven't seen this?
This is like a Jason Statham movie.
Dude, it's like, it's like Rush Hour, but gnarly, dude. And it's real. And this guy's like, feeling like, oh, well, I guess we're going to have to stop. Like, he's one of those guys that just makes sure his cam's on his dash.
Jeez.
Dude, it's gnarly.
That's insane. Dude, I'm waiting for the, like, hot air balloon travel, man. I'm done driving. People, the amount of times I've, like, almost bit, like, that type of shit. And just knowing that now is, like, another thing to have to be on the lookout for.
Just pissed off. People are just pissed off.
Just for the footage.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
No, it wasn't for footage. This was...
Oh, they're just angry. Oh, I thought these were like kids doing stunts.
No.
This is road rage.
This is road rage. Yeah.
Is there like the same way you did Wild Boys? You think there's like a road rage volume 1-6? Like of just someone who caught on camera, like people getting...
Oh, yeah. It's just like...
Same way there were like bum fight videos and like...
Police chases. And all that.
Like road rage. Oh, fuck, dude.
Road rage videos would be insane.
Everyone just go to Chronic Tacos, have a taco and chill.
Yeah, and chill out,
and
man.
Chill, dude.
Chill out. What's the vibe there? Good tunes?
What? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Always good tunes. Good tunes, good food.
Great
good
tacos. Vibes. I remember I was in Raleigh, North Carolina doing stand-up. Yeah. And then I looked in your social media and you're like, I'm opening up a Chronic Tacos in Raleigh. And I was like, I'm here.
He's doing stand-up there and I'm coming to open, like do a grand opening same weekend.
Yeah.
It was like a force.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So then
we were telling people to buy lottery tickets.
Yeah. So then I just show up at the Chronic Taco and everyone's like, all right, he's here. Wait, what? Fuck, I'm confused. And then Wee Man comes from the other side.
So
and
you ruined the surprise at the birthday party.
But then I went and sat in on his stand up at so it was cool.
That's dope, dude.
It was fun.
Well, best of luck in Canada.
Thank you.
That's so dope. You're going to crush it.
Oh.
And also, fill me in on this. Where's the, is there like, you have Little People Town in Oregon.
Yeah.
Some undisclosed area. Is there a spot in Canada that you'll immediately go? Yeah.
Of course.
Well.
Okay.
Might be making it. Have you guys, okay.
That's exciting.
The best one, have you seen the, because it's up to date stuff.
Yeah.
Have you seen the South Park where they build the wall?
I've heard about that episode.
Yeah. The Canadian one?
Yeah.
So, you know, in South Park, the dude, the army guy and his wheelchair buddy.
right.
They're like, we better go and get this ball between us and Canada. I'm just bullshit. We don't want them Canadians over here and all that. And they go and they're like, oh, we got the wall up. And they're like, what? What do you mean you got the wall? Yeah, we got the wall up. We're keeping you guys out. What do you mean you're keeping us out? And he's like, well, we got some cool shit over here. So, and then they're like, I want to see cool shit. Like, nope, can't. We got the wall. So
I have one final question, and that is, I've gotten mistaken for you I can't even say how many times.
Okay.
Have you ever in your life, anyone ever walked up to you and said, hey, are you
Pat
Williams? That's okay by me.
Wow.
That's a win. That's a win.
I tell you. Because Brad goes and tells his fans to go call me Brad, and I've counted. I'm like, well, that was three.
I don't care. I'll take it. I'll take
and
it.
And it's so funny because you can tell they're like, hey, Brad Williams. And I'm like, yeah, right. Say Brad. What do you mean? I'm like, I already know Brad.
Don't care. I count it.
That's amazing.
Now I just need about 10,000 more to catch up.
Wait, hold on. Do you mean like I count the notch on my belt for the poot nanny that you got for the chick thinking it was me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
This was way before he was married.
Yeah,
way long ago.
Yeah.
I remember I texted you that night, like, thanks, man.
Yep.
Yeah. Thanks for the assist.
I'm like, well, that notch is mine.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, there was a time when Brad and I were at a Seahawks game and we got let into a suite and the guys started freaking out. They're like, Wayman! Mm-hmm. And I just looked down. We had nosebleed seats. There was a Seahawks-Niners game, sold out. And they're like, Wayman! The guy's like, holy shit, can't believe you're in my suite. And I just looked at Brad and Brad looks up at me and just goes, like, gave me a salute, like I got it. And then it goes, fellas.
Yeah, yeah.
Took I pictures. Guess we stayed there
I
the rest
I'm
of the
day. Man today. Yeah,
so thank you for that.
Yeah, there was that. There.
You're welcome.
Yeah, there was that. There was a time I got into a World Cup party in Brazil because they thought I was Wee Man.
There
so
you go.
That works. I've had a pretty cool life being you.
That's awesome.
Is there a spot in Canada he can go to where he can get some Brad Williams love? It's like a poutine spot that you're known for.
Have you been to any spots? Were you just
Montreal.
In Montreal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Montreal is like Montreal wants to separate themselves from Canada. They're too. Yeah.
I thought you were about to say from little people. No, I was like, wait a second.
We've read the newsletter. It's not a safe place for us to go.
Pretty much. But Montreal is too wee. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they're too Frenchy for me. That's not Canadian.
That's
over
another
there.
Great t-shirt.
Yeah.
Dude, this has been a long time coming, my friend.
Yeah,
it has.
Thanks, dude.
So you're welcome.
So glad you joined us. So eat at Chronic Tacos, follow you on social media, drink Monster Energy Drink, and then Jackass, what would that be, five?
Four.
Four?
Yeah.
When it comes out, because it will.
I'd be back.
Hell yeah.
I'd be back to talk about it.
I'll see you there, Brad, to skydive in that one.
Oh.
Tandem Dwarf Skydive?
You know what I just thought of?
What's that?
Just writing bits for Brad.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay. It'd be unbelievable.
Well, I mean, I had a joke in my act that you and I should do like a UFC fight for charity. But just saying.
I mean.
During a Conor McGregor fight, we do like an undercard.
I'd rather do old school WWE style wrestling.
Oh, shit.
Where it's like super like, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I know Chris Jericho. I can make that happen.
Yeah, but old school WWE,
okay.
You know what
okay,
I mean?
So Hulk like, involved. Yeah.
Yeah, the Hulk.
All right.
Superfly Schnooka.
Yeah,
like,
he's dead, but okay.
Oh, he is? Well,
with that attitude, for sure he is.
Yeah, whatever,
shovels.
Yeah,
yeah, you're
whatever,
out, Brad.
Dude.
I'm in.
Well, is Rowdy Piper dead, too?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Damn. I hate to break it to you.
Yeah, and guess what?
Way to break my heart.
Sorry, he is. What do you say?
Childhood heroes.
No, he's still alive. Go call him.
Yeah. And sorry, so is Patrick Swayze. So
I knew.
Oh, okay, you knew
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I knew
okay.
Swayze.
Yeah.
Dang.
Okay. No, that. No, we. I would absolutely love to do that.
All right, rad. All right. We'll figure something out.
Sounds good. You just got the first preview of a big stunt coming in Jackass 4
or 5.
Whatever.
Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman,
Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamay Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.